Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to the Don Williams Show, this cold and chilly morning. We have a guest here for a few minutes this morning talking about wealth management. Do we have any wealth to still left to manage? Well, this is the time of the year. Santa Claus's bills in the mailbox and also taxes. But let's go to Martha Haskins. I'm sorry, Martha. I don't even have Martha, but let me see, put my glasses on here. Nahalia, right? All right, Haskins there. Of the RBC Wealth Management. Let's find out what they're all reporting. Sorry about you getting your name messed up there.
No problem. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. And how do you pronounce that name again?
It's Malia.
Malia Haskins.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, and you are the CEO?
Oh, gosh.
Vice President.
Yeah, Vice President of Wealth Strategy.
Tell us about this company.
Well, RBC Wealth Management is a wealth management firm that is headquartered in Minneapolis, but we are nationwide, and we're owned by the Royal Bank of Canada. And we have done a survey. It's the Wealth Transfer Report that was released last week. It was a new thought leadership report that we conducted to look into the giving and receiving habits of Americans. In addition, we also interviewed some folks from Canada and the UK. And the purpose of the report was to look at the current state of preparedness for most individuals with regard to wealth transfer planning.
Well, can you give us a little more information on all that, how we go about it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we conducted the research because, you know, we truly feel it was an important opportunity for us to hear directly from our key demographics with regard to their concerns and some of the uncertainties that are out there with regard to wealth transfer. And what we found that most Americans are really woefully unprepared to give and receive wealth. Less than a third said they have a full wealth transfer plan in place. And 30% said they have absolutely no plan, that they've done nothing to prepare for the transfer of their estate to their heirs. Most individuals report that they've got actually no specific preparation themselves when they were inheriting wealth. And so 37% of Americans overall are starting to have conversations with their benefactors about the inheritance, but the trend of, I guess, the cycle of the failure to really have deep, in-depth conversations and provide good education seems to be repeating itself generation after generation.
Well, how can we prepare ourselves very quickly? I mean, what can one do should they all of a sudden find, bingo, they've inherited a huge sum of money?
Well, ideally, the conversation between family members with regard to the wealth transfer plan would start before the inheritors have actually received the funds. That way, the inheritors are in a much better position to be good stewards with the money and to help ensure that the family legacy would continue. But to bridge the gap, you know, how do we get families to start having those conversations? I think working with a good financial advisor that will allow the family to have resources, provide an entree to those resources to help facilitate those conversations is certainly a great start toward helping to move the dial with regard to the implementation of effective wealth transfer plans.
And how would one, you know, pick out as someone that they, you know, they may know with someone in the community, they may not, but how would you suggest they go about finding someone that could help them?
Well, I think there, I would recommend, you know, interviewing several financial advisors to find the right fit. What an individual would be looking for is a financial advisor who has a comprehensive approach to wealth planning that has relationships with attorneys, CPAs, and other financial professionals like insurance, trust services, because we find that that platform offers the best opportunity for the creation of an overall comprehensive wealth transfer plan. And for those that are looking to do something in the short term, I would encourage them to go to rbcwealthmanagement.com, and we've got great resources on the site. You can help locate a financial advisor in your area to start having that conversation.
And that web address ends again. Would you repeat that?
Certainly, rbcwealthmanagement.com.
All right. Well, now, we were a little pressed for time this morning, but maybe we can do this again. And we thank you for your call and informing. Now I know what to do should I all of a sudden inherit a huge sum of moolah.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you so much.